Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has a respiratory infection, which requires further hospitalization for the 88-year-old. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is the spring primary. Voters statewide will narrow the field in the race for state superintendent. Jill Underly is running for re-election against challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Here in Madison, you may also have a local primary, depending on where you live in the city. Voters will choose the two candidates to advance to the spring election in three common council districts. That's District 9, District 10, and District 12. The top two vote-getters in all these primaries will face off on April 1st. And a bill in the state legislature would allow clerks across Wisconsin to start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Wisconsin is one of just seven states that forces clerks to start processing absentee ballots on Election Day. Lisa Hale reports.
Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera-Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers gives his official budget address to the legislature tomorrow, and it will include plans to overhaul Wisconsin's oldest prison in Waupun. It would turn the facility into a vocational training center for nonviolent offenders. His plans would also close the prison up in Green Bay. His proposal would allow some people convicted of nonviolent crimes out early to reduce overcrowding. Republicans would have to approve this plan, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it a non-starter. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers' outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully a lot less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tanjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above. Wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 2 below.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is right on the line. You can call us too, 608-879-TALK. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, to the Gaza thing, I mean, his philosophy is this. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's as simple as that.
That's right.
There's no sovereign nation left in this planet.
That's right.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I just like to see somebody wake the hell up and get excited about the fact that your country is under assault. They're not at the gate anymore. They're in your bedrooms. They're in your living rooms. They're in your businesses. They got your data, dumbass. They got all your stuff. Elon Musk has his tentacles in everything you're doing, not just off of X, but now he's in the Treasury Department. He's in the Labor Department. He's in the Department of Homeland Security. Mm. And nobody seems to give a damn.
I do, Michael Steele.
And as you know,
of my dad's small government Republican Party. They're in everything, you dumbass. Now they're rooting around in the IRS, getting all your private tax information, your small government.
As Elon Musk pointed out on X yesterday, he helped found PayPal. And so he already has all of your personal financial information.
Okay, so you need to give me updates on the stupidity that came down Friday.
What happened?
And then got like three times stupider by the time I got, like, Morning Stack is even stupider than yesterday.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then Saturday.
They're all updates of what happened.
So
we're live today, by the way. Happy President's Day.
Hi, happy President's Day to those who celebrate the worst president ever.
Oh, is your mic on?
Uh-oh. What happened to your mic? Bella, don't silence your Generation Z.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What's happening? Uh-oh. Oh, dear. All right. We're still working on tech fixes. Yeah. All right. We've silenced Generation Z. I hope you're happy. What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Where was I?
President's Day.
Yes, President. Thank you, Bella. Even off mic, you add so much to this show. I'm sorry to hear from Stan, our right-wing douchebag, that you're leaving. I don't know what's going on with Stan. Stan, that guy, that ass bite on Twitter, he said, Bella can't wait to find other employment away from the basement. I'm like, what? What have you heard, Stan?
Who have you talked to?
Bella, were you hanging out with right-wing douchebags over the weekend?
Unfortunately.
Oh, not that one, though. Not Stan.
No.
Yeah. All right, well, let's maybe we have one extra microphone that works. Let's see. All right. Happy President's Day during the worst presidents in our histories. By the way, historians said his first term he was voted worst president ever. What? How do you think they're going to...
I don't know.
There the words to describe Trump 2.0? Oh, speaking of which, look what's here, America. Look what's here.
Resistance 2.0.
I had no idea the magical wonders we sell at StephanieMiller.com, which by some quirk of business, I have to buy my own t-shirts. But we don't own them.
No.
Because
we don't own Redbubble. I think Elon Musk
does.
We don't
have elves that actually make them. So anyway, but I had no idea. Look at what we have. We have Resistance 2.0, perfect for today's marches. Look at this. Resist, flicking Trump in the head with your finger. Look at this. Kamala was right about everything.
Oh.
You can get these on any style, by the way. I just prefer the baseball shirts. Look at this one. I'm a Steph head. Oh, my God. Stan, do you have one of these yet? I'm sure Stella will take one as a lovely parting gift.
Bella.
Right. listen, mommy, she knows mommy has a series of mini strokes sometimes.
And okay, all right.
And also, I played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire, so I just say Stella a lot. I know it's Bella. Okay. And then this one. Oh, laugh, Steph, repeat.
You didn't have all of those?
I didn't know. I didn't know we even made any of them. I haven't been to stephaniemiller.com in a while.
And you don't need to get them on T-shirts. If you're not a T-shirt kind of person,
no.
You get them on stickers, on magnets,
hats,
on...
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
mouse pads.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Shower curtains.
Yeah. Hey, did I mention the Elon Musk and the Doge bags are trying to root around your IRS tax information?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing more to see here. Don't be alarmed.
Oh, no. Can't hear you.
What do you think has happened?
I don't know.
Nothing happened over the weekend.
No.
Here. Trust me, it's my house. Nothing happened here. Yeah, I have no idea why suddenly we have that.
I don't know.
Huh. All right. So what were we saying? Oh, we were talking about, and we're going to have Rude Pundit for an hour, which is
yes, we are.
Fantastic
treat.
First
time ever.
I know. It's a fantastic treat because it was tough to get people because it's President's Day and blah, blah, blah. But what was I going to say?
President's Day.
I probably need a little more sleep. I need to go back upstairs.
Well, you watched White Lotus last night.
I did, only by accident. I need to watch from the beginning. I just happened to be flipping around, and then I just started watching. And I'm like, don't start in the middle. But it was good. I watched some of the SNL, in a 50-year anniversary special.
Okay.
It was great what I saw. It was sad, though, seeing some of the, you know, Belushi and Radner and, you know, Phil Hartman and Norm MacDonald. And it was like, ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
Lorraine Newman, a previous guest of the Stephanie Miller Show, was there.
Yes, I saw her.
Yeah.
Yes. And her fantastic daughter is in Hacks.
That's right.
Hacks. Lousy with talent, that family. All right. So, do you have a working mic in or no? No.
Nope. No.
No. Wow. And we have three extra mics and none of them work.
They all worked on Friday.
That's a new high for us.
They worked on Friday. I don't know what.
Okay. And I critically needed to interview Bella. You know why? Because did you see the Gen Z, Trump's ratings have dropped 40% among Gen Z. Just
why were they?
Yeah, Bella, you're going to need to do some explaining what they were thinking of 3 weeks ago. Because, okay. All right. Also, Trump's getting ready to blow up the world. He's having peace negotiations without Ukraine, because that makes sense, doesn't it, to not invite them to the quote-unquote peace negotiations? It almost makes you feel, Chris, like it's not a peace negotiation. It's a giving Ukraine to Putin.
Right.
Since he already, you know, the art of the deal and all.
The art of the deal.
Yeah. He already gave pretty much everything to Putin before the...
The art of the deal!
Yeah! Is hate like our, because of tariffs and stuff, is hate like our only export? Did you see this? I don't know what his name is, Brofman, somebody, 27, tried to kill two strangers he happened to see because he thought they were Palestinian.
Yeah.
Turns out they were father and son visiting from Israel.
Yep.
As Frangeli would say, congratulations on the birth of your hate baby. Because
okay. You did this.
Hmm?
You did this, America.
Yeah. Okay. So, by the way, Michael Steele was on fire this weekend. Where is he? Oh, that's you. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know what? I'd just like you to show that you give a damn, that you got a little emotion about the fact that people are losing their jobs indiscriminately,
mm-hmm.
that this individual sitting at down the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has given absolute power to one man who brings his son into the Oval Office, whose son says to him, you're not the president. You shouldn't be in that chair. Now, where did he get that from? He got it from his daddy.
So, all right, we were talking about this.
Last conversation.
Yeah, we were talking about this. And they did another segment on it, though.
Yeah.
Because last week, I thought what you were saying was that it was fake and that somebody put funny audio in.
No, not necessarily.
But it wasn't that. What it turns out is it can't be verified.
Right.
But the problem is, as with everything else right now, the only way you could verify it is with Trump or Musk, who are never going to admit that his little nose-picky son. I mean, but I heard it. It did sound like that. Obviously, millions of people thought that. But it's not like, I think Bob Seska said that we debunked it. We didn't actually debunk it. There's just no way to verify it. It's not that I thought, this is funny video somebody did on purpose. It's just a total fake. But
the kid was inaudible, so.
Well, because his dad, because stupid dad never shuts his yap, because his dad was talking.
His dad was talking.
But
it wasn't the kid's turn to talk.
It did sound like it if you listen to it. And so obviously, Michael Steele and a lot of other people, you know, feel that's what he said. But I thought, it is kind of hilarious. because it would give him more balls than all of the Republican Party together to at least say it to Trump's face. And it's true. If he did say that, where did he hear that? His dad. You're not really the president. It's like, you know, you're not really the president. You need to hush and go away, which is, someone was saying that was the most emasculating scene I have ever seen. The whole thing, right? Oh, until I saw Tom Hoback on Fox News with Eric Adams. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? That was one of the most cringe moments I have ever. First of all, he goes on and proves the quid pro quo. It's like quid seated next to quo. Uh-huh. He literally confirms, yeah, if you don't do what we said on immigration, I'm going to be back here and be up your butt. Like, nothing like threatening anal rape to on Fox News to make sure you do what Massa says. I mean, it was so cringe that he just is confirming, yeah, this is the quid pro quo. We'll drop the charges if you do what we say. And they were saying the reason Trump didn't pardon him is because they can still hold this over his head and still bring charges if he doesn't.
Eric Adams is corrupt AF.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Seriously. Oh, my. You know what? We hadn't had Frangela in 2 weeks. We desperately need them
to
give this a biscuit rating on Friday, because I don't even know if there are enough biscuits on the biscuit scale. Okay. Anyway, so that's. God bless Michael Steele. The urgency of this moment, I don't know how else to say it. It is, first of all, one of our, I don't know which one it was, fantastic congresspeople. I think we did these numbers on Friday. Elon Musk makes $8 million a day from American taxpayers. Your grandma makes it's like $58, I think, a day is what you get for Social Security that you paid into your whole life. Could be 68. I have to check it. But, I mean, the fact that they're somehow able to convince people that they're rooting out fraud just because they say they are, when Elon Musk, how many times can I say it? He is helping himself to government contracts. He's cutting spending he doesn't like, exactly, so they can give other billionaires a tax cut.
Right.
That's exactly what they're doing, and it's happening all in broad daylight.
And they're pretending it's cutting, you know, right, government waste.
But we'll talk to Rude Pundit. Has so much great stuff about this week, but just, I don't know what it's going to take. We knew this disinformation wasn't going to go away, but somebody was saying it'll be interesting to see all the people that have been parroting that it was a terrible economy, right, when it was a really good economy, are now going to have to say this is a really good economy when it's provably really bad. And eggs are $11 billion and whatever. So how long? Because they just buy whatever Trump says. Oh, we're cutting waste, right? And they're not cutting waste. Really? How much did he just spend on that ridiculous stunt after the, I don't know, $20 million Super Bowl stunt, this NASCAR thing, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. The drive along and the flyby and whatever. This is just a big, dumb reality TV stunt at taxpayer expense while they're trying to sell you that they're cutting waste, yeah, right?
Yep.
Poor Bella. Have we just silenced you entirely? Okay. We didn't do that on purpose.
No.
Yeah.
We like Bella.
Now Stan's going to say she's going to quit because we've cut off her microphones.
This adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Of the conspiracy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks, Stan. I see what you did. You were in here with bolt cutters this weekend. Silencing Generation Z. All right. Probably because Trump's ratings have dropped 40% among Gen Z.
At
least their brain cells are newer and they're picking it up quicker.
Yeah.
Okay, 18. It's Monday. Happy President's Day.
Yeah, happy President's
Okay.
Day.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Corito Mobile.
Corito!
Yeah, the OG sexy liberal company. I mean, I got to say, they thought of this before we ever did, right? Jody's been using them 20 years.
Yeah.
They are the nation's only progressive phone company. And they do what we've been doing for years. They give money to sexy liberal causes. But over 95, we're just a skosh under that. But they've given over $95 million over the years to Planned Parenthood, Reproductive Freedom for All, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, on and on. You get to vote for who gets your dollars, and they all need them right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, bam, and you get 25% off your service for 2 years on top of that.
Woo-hoo.
If you use the code STEP25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
What What's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth elevates love's little moments, like curling up together at the end of the day. Their bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax as a couple. My couple, of course, is my dogs. Incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud. After a long day, there's nothing like slipping into those sheets. Every night feels like a mini getaway. Honestly, never slept better. For her, Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set is a gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Perfect for lazy mornings or winding down together after a long day. And don't forget him. Cozy Earth men's collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. It's the ultimate gift for your guy. This month, show your love with Cozy Earth. With a 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, and a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. They deserve this. Get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Jazzy. What's going on? Hey, yep. Gen Z has been unsilenced.
Can we? Can we?
Yeah.
Yay!
There we go. And my my box is low. Thanks so much. Yes. Thank you very much. Huh? There she goes. Just a quick Audio vaginal rejuvenation.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we found a mic that worked.
All right, fantastic. All right, Chris, this is a Heroes of Democracy, just a quote.
All right.
I guess we should.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Got to do that on President's Day.
Sure, yeah.
Who said, I expect you will eventually find someone who is enough of a fool or enough of a coward to file your motion, but it was never going to be me. Who said that?
Super Chicken.
No, it was Hagen Scotton, which I think I ate that at the Edinburgh Festival once.
I see what you got. Sounds like haggis.
It's the, right.
Yeah.
Or Scottish Haagen-Dazs, something.
What?
Anyway, she's the one of seven prosecutors that resigned over this Eric Adams thing, and good for her. That was in her resignation letter. And I love... I'm telling you, Chris, this mainstream media reporting, somebody was like, well, and such and so, whoever signed the dismissal finally, oh, such and such and a tough decision. No, it's not a tough decision. It's a cowardly. It's a cowardly position. The guy that finally caved and signed this ridiculous dismissal of charges Eric Adams was clearly guilty of, allegedly.
He wasn't convicted.
Yeah.
You have to say allegedly.
Tough decision. Yeah, he's the guy that went, Anne Frank's in the attic! Oh, please. Coward! Chris, who said, we are still in our heroes of democracy.
All right, let's do this. Quote.
My parents always said, you are who you hang out with. There comes a time when you have to decide who you're willing to align with. So long, Tesla. Money donated to NPR, which is under threat by the Trump administration. Who said that?
Anne Frank.
No. No, Chris, that was a horrible guess. Sheryl Crow.
What?
Who... She did a little video saying waving goodbye to her Tesla. She gave the money to NPR.
I saw that.
You know what?
She could have given it to the Stephanie Miller Show.
All I wanted to do is... Cheryl, come on. All I want to do is have a little fun.
Stephanie Miller.
Microphones that work, Cheryl. That's all I want. Right.
Stephanie Miller.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
We have a Patreon, Cheryl.
Pardon me?
You have a Patreon, Cheryl.
Cheryl. A little bit of that scratch. NPR doesn't need all of it. Okay.
Can't have Melissa Etheridge being the only famous singer listening to this program.
Hi, Melissa. Okay. Isaiah in Missouri. Hello. Hello, Isaiah.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so I've never been that political, so bear with me. I'm not that intelligent when it comes to all this.
Okay.
Why is Trump our president to begin with? When he admitted to voter fraud two separate times, why wasn't his inauguration stopped? And why aren't our Democrats doing anything about it? Why wasn't it investigated? If he admitted to voter fraud, that he was only...
You're talking about what he said about Pennsylvania?
That and something about the... When he was talking about the Olympics as well.
I don't remember that, but yeah, I gotta tell you, more and more people that I know, smart people, are asking me questions about, you know, I don't know what to say. If President Biden, if Kamala Harris had, if Jamie Harrison, if Mark Elias had said something, listen, if they did steal this, it is the crime of the century. I have people asking me about it, and I don't know what to say about it. Tristan Snell, our friend, just said 67, which I didn't know there was that many, 67 fake bomb threats on Election Day 2024, almost all of them targeting heavily Democratic cities, which had lower turnout than in 2020. Many of the threats were clearly traced to Russia, and the mainstream media and establishment have somehow completely forgotten. We said at the time when he said, yeah, Elon knows those vote counting machines in Pennsylvania, so thanks, Elon. I don't know if he's just trolling libs.
And Elon is bringing in programmers rather than auditors to root around in our computer systems.
Thank you. What's happening now makes you more suspicious retroactively.
Right.
Because you're exactly right. You bring in forensic accountants.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're looking to root out waste, you don't fire all the inspector generals. That's what they do. If you do that, Chris, you're looking to get away with fraud and waste.
A 19-year-old named Big Balls doesn't know how to root out waste. Inspector General does.
Mainstream media, stop with it. This is not transparency, them answering questions. They're just saying unsubstantiated stuff. Like, oh, they found all this waste and blah, blah, blah. You know,
we don't know that.
I mean, somebody responded.
That's all that they're telling us that, but we don't know that.
Some maggot responded, Sheryl Crow, and said, oh, well, I guess it's more important to whatever, make your point than, you know, to take care of veterans. Trump's the one that just fired how many Veterans Administration people?
Yeah.
He's the one that just cut money for them. And you're, but this is the problem with this information. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got dangerously cold conditions statewide tonight. We may hit 12 below, and that's just the temperature. The Arctic air will stick around. We may not even get above 10 degrees until Wednesday or Thursday. We may have wind chills of negative 25 or 30 tonight and into tomorrow. Under those conditions, frostbite can start to set in within just 10 minutes. Be mindful of pets who need to go outside. We got a total of 8 inches of snow last week here in Madison, according to the National Weather Service. We haven't had much so far this season, so the Streets Division has had a busy few days. Speaking of the Streets Division and all their plowing efforts, the city of Madison declared a snow emergency. That means alternate side parking rules are in effect tonight for areas on the isthmus and a little beyond. Meanwhile, Wisconsin brewers who use cans may be crushed by tariffs. Here's Brittany Merlot.
President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs, a blanket duty of 25% on all steel and aluminum imports, are expected to negatively affect the nation's craft brewers by driving up the cost of critical materials used to brew, house, and serve their beer. And these potential hits are landing at an unwelcome time for the industry, so prices will probably go up. Sales data for beer in aluminum cans accounted for approximately 75% of craft breweries' packaged volume and revenue, and a good number of those beer cans aren't made in the U.S. and come from Canada. In terms of steel, Canada and Mexico account for nearly 40% of what the U.S. imports. And the new tariffs, set to take effect on March 12th, are forecasted to raise producer prices for steel and aluminum by 15 to 20% in the coming months. This could cost consumers an extra $8 billion a year.
State Republicans are proposing a bill that would help Wisconsin schools install and maintain water filters. It would require school boards develop plans to manage the drinking water to ensure students would not be exposed to things like lead or PFAS. Governor Tony Evers says he supports the legislation. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above, wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 2 below.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some unusual foods will be available in conjunction with Sharp Literacy in Waukesha. We'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
We know this about people who assume dictatorial powers. When they seize them for one day,
they very rarely let go of them thereafter. And that's been true with Donald Trump. As he's violated law after law, he's invaded Article 1 prerogatives of Congress, interfering with spending, enjoined by the courts.
Thank you, Norm Eisen. By the way, speaking of my Resistance 2.0 t-shirt, what do you call Mark Elias, who is, we still need to rename this the United States of Mark Elias.
Okay.
But he just was talking about it needs to be a bigger movement. I mean, because we can't count on just the courts. It's got to be, as I keep saying, all of the above, this whatever we're calling this Resistance 2.0. You know where it starts, Chris?
Where?
With true Stephanie Miller stories. Marilyn says, Steph, my friend took an Uber the other day in Manhattan. The driver was listening to your show. Thank you, wow. Uber driver. You have exquisite taste. Oh, how about this? I just got this T-shirt at StephanieMiller.com. I was wearing the Not My Felon 47
right.
T-shirt on Friday. Liz says, now that the orange dingus has admitted how much he hates the word felon, we all need to get this T-shirt, support the Stephanie Miller show,
yep.
And piss off Cittadini. Win-win. It's true. He apparently has forbade the word felon from the Oval Office because, you know. I know you are, but what am I? Is my point.
It's kind of like Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest cutting out old boyfriends out of the photos
yes.
around the house.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
If she doesn't like you, she can make you go away.
Okay. Matt in Chicago. Hello, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Good morning, everyone.
Hiya.
First of all, Bella, please don't leave.
Yeah, what is Stan now? What did I do?
So let's see. Gas prices have gone up. They're almost at $5 a gallon. Egg prices have gone up because we definitely didn't do anything about that. The oceans are going to be screwed. The environment's going to be screwed. And pretty much every country hates us right now. So congratulations.
Even Canada, the nicest country on earth, hates us.
Exactly. Even that far-right Canadian guy, the MAGA, you know, Canadian guy is like, F you.
Uh-huh.
It is extraordinary. You do have to give it, you have to give him, you know, some props for speed of effery. I don't know. Is that a thing? By the way, speaking of bird flu, not only not doing anything, he said, Kyle Griffin says the Trump administration has disrupted the response to bird flu by withholding reports and canceling meetings with both Congress and state health officials,
yep.
leading to confusion and concern among federal staff, states, veterinarians, and health experts, because this is exactly what he did with COVID. Slow the testing down. Don't let people, you know, don't report it because it makes me look bad rather than effing doing something about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. All salesmanship.
How about this? Oh, you know what? Someone said this might be the way we win the revolution. Our friend Jess Piper.
Love her. Get her back on.
Said, let's get her.
Okay.
RFK Jr. said he wants to send folks who are taking antidepressants and ADHD medications to wellness farms in rural America. Well, they will be forced to labor by growing organic food to cure their addictions.
Oh.
This might be where the revolution starts to turn in our favor.
Gen Z is screwed then. Jeez.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella. I have another. This is a really good Guess the Quote Day. Can I just say President's Day is fantastic?
All right.
It's President's Day. Maybe that's a clue.
Okay, let's do this.
Who said we must especially be aware of that small group of selfish men who would clip the wings of the American Eagle in order to feather their own nests?
Augie Doggie.
No, that was FDR in 1941.
He was the president.
Happy President's Day. That was my historical film strip voice. There's nothing wrong with the mic, Bella. That's just what they didn't have.
There
AV
wasn't.
Guys. They didn't have AV guys.
No.
In
1933.
Hmm?
No, they didn't.
Okay, let's go to Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. How do you do? Hi, Sue. Sue.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Sorry, did I get you at a bad time?
No. She was connecting us.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Go ahead. Okay. I just want to tell everyone, today is not my President Day. And in every state capital, there will be protests, no matter how cold, no matter what the weather. People are coming out to show that they are resisting, that they will not be complying. And we need to support them and let people know, because legacy media is not going to cover it like they didn't cover last week, the Tesla protest. But for people like me who unfortunately can't do the walking anymore and can't be there, my message to everyone is today, be sure to contact everyone in your Congress, your congresspeople, your senators, and tell them you will not stand for this and they have to act, especially those gutless traitors of the Republican Party.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate it. Do you get the feeling he's trying to kill us? Anybody?
Yeah.
Bueller?
Yeah.
He's trying to kill Democrats so that he has more Republicans.
This is another story on bird flu. Funding cuts and firings hobble bird flu response. As avian flu drives egg prices to record levels, increasingly poses a risk to humans, moves by the White House to cut spending and restrict communications have hobbled public health officials' response, with the new administration yet to outline a clear strategy on how it plans to stem the spread of the virus. State and local and public health officials have gone weeks without regular updates on avian flu from the CDC after Trump froze nearly all external communications. Communications from the agency. Well, it's really Z. Kyle time now. Said a person familiar with the situation, widespread funding cuts across the government and new restrictions on funding for NIH grants have also created uncertainty among infectious disease researchers and local health officials. Cuts to USAID have limited monitoring of the virus overseas. How about this one right before I fly? Trump administration fires hundreds of FAA employees because apparently six crashes in 3 weeks is not enough.
Way to go,
Did
Steph.
I mention they fired all the people to do the nukes and then went, oh, you yanks, we fired all the nukes people. Let's get them back. And then they couldn't because they didn't have email addresses anymore. So now they're having a hard time finding the people with the nukes.
You know, the impression you were just doing, that guy works at a nuclear power plant.
Nope. That's right. Stupid. Hey, what did he do?
They fired Homer Simpson. They're trying to get him back.
He went back through the hedges. Right. So, like, now we can't find him. We don't have his email. We don't know which hedges he went through. Nope. You. Yeah. All right.
Did you even know that you were making that connection?
I did. No, I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right.
You know what? I work on different levels.
I see. That 3D chess that you're famous for.
Yeah. Farmer in Virginia.
Good morning, y'all, and happy Not My President's Day.
Thank you.
Chris,
thank
I got a quick non-political fun fact for you.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
The purple sweet potato that Mama was eating for breakfast Friday morning is part of a larger family of blue tubers originally grown and harvested only on Virginia's eastern shore due to its unique soil composition.
Okay, we're Misty from Chincoteague. We're Misty from Chincoteague.
Yeah.
Is from.
The Stephanie Miller Show has
not
a brief...
from where you used to hang out.
Exactly.
The Stephanie Miller Show has a brief correction. I did not eat the purple sweet potato Friday because it is the size of a small state. And you can't cut it and then just cook part
Island.
Of it because then it'll go bad. I have to cook the whole thing and find like a family of 17, like all of Elon Musk's children, to be able to eat it. Yeah.
Because it's a product of the Commonwealth. It's bigger.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for that fun
fact. And Virginia is for lovers.
Hmm. No, I just—it's going to have to be an event when I cook that potato. I learned the hard way. Here's another fun fact I learned: you can't, I do my regular little when I do my little potato in the morning. I do it in the oven because you know it's crispy. It's nice with a little. Okay, the sweet potatoes you can't do that. It dissolves into nothing when you try to do a sweet potato in the. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you microwave it?
Yeah. I learned that the hard way.
Well, we
ruined a perfectly good purple sweet potato the size of a Chevy.
You also learned how not to microwave a potato.
Yes, don't put the tinfoil on it. I learned that, but that was over.
You know where she did that?
I almost blew up clear channel. That's
she
different.
She did that at my house.
It wasn't my house. What?
You did that at iHeart.
Yeah, I did.
Nearly set the building on fire.
I knew they'd be firing us eventually. I did it preemptively. I made a microwave bomb. No, I didn't. I'm just an idiot. Okay. Yeah. I was like, hey,
there was fire, though.
Which smells?
There was?
Yeah. Something smells funny. Okay, Matt. I could get a job in the Trump administration.
Sure.
I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
I got the potatoes. Matt in Wisconsin. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Stephanie Miller. I love you guys.
I love you.
I saw you in Madison here a while back. Yay. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you, honey.
It seems we've had this culture war going for a while now. And is there any evidence that a lot of these Republican politicians that kind of gave in to Trump and MAGA were directly threatened by these white Christian militia groups that formed a little after Obama got elected, like the first person of color being president, kind of
I'm sure it's growing out of that, sure.
Christian militia groups,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, a lot of the reporting is, that they're not just afraid of Trump. They're physically afraid of his, you know, lunatics. I mean, look at this guy. I don't know what state this was. We already tried to kill two people he thought looked Palestinian.
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, of course, a man from
Florida.
Yeah. This is the problem with just hate. This is what it's all he preaches. Ruth Pundit, who will join us for all of Hour 3.
First time ever.
Yeah. Just great stuff. He said it's kind of weird trying to tell most people that we're in a huge political crisis right now, being led by criminals who are openly defying the law. I feel like I'm living in a different reality from those who are content to ignore it all and won't care unless it directly affects them. I mean, and Chris, I would ask you, how many of those people are still rooting for it? Because, you know, they think it's all great, you know, own the libs stuff. I mean, I can't imagine.
Everybody who was at that NASCAR race yesterday is rooting for it.
Okay. Yes, Burnett, Judy says, someone explain to me how Making America Great Again ended up being bringing back TB and measles, rising inflation, airplanes falling out of the sky, allowing children in the worst poverty to starve, and having a billionaire seize access to our Social Security numbers and bank data. I mean, they don't care even about that. This doesn't send a chill up any normal person's spine. Elon Musk's Doge has requested access to the IRS system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. The request has received alarm from both within the government and among privacy experts who say, do you not need to be a privacy expert to say I don't want you to have my private tax information? I say that granting Musk access to Americans' private taxpayer data could be extraordinarily dangerous. Do you think? Musk, estimated to be the richest man in the world, has criticized federal judges for curbing his power and called for their impeachment. You see, that's the latest thing? Republicans are calling to have any judge that rules against Trump impeached.
Yep.
Because something. Musk has alleged without evidence examples of wrongdoing that federal workers were defrauding taxpayers. And by the way, has one reporter said, what is the evidence? Show us actual evidence or facts that you say. Because half the time, these huge claims end up being completely false.
Yeah.
So, but the, you know, the SEALs are like, we're cutting waste. And you're like.
But if it's on X, it must be true.
Yeah, that's exactly. There it is. Here's the one I was looking for. Zoe says they convinced y'all that a good economy was bad. Now let's see how they convince you that a bad economy is good after they ruin it. Should be interesting. I mean, I don't know how people are spinning their egg. I guess they're going to blame Biden for. And how long does that last?
Oh, then? Yeah. Trump has already blamed Biden.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Planes falling out of the sky, egg prices, when inflation is up specifically since Trump has been in.
They're blaming it on Biden and DEI.
Ruth Pundit, one more. On fire this weekend. He said, I know a lot of people who voted for Trump are getting hurt by his policy, and it sucks because kids and others are hurt too. But I have just one question before I decide whether to be kind and forgiving to them. Would you vote for him again? Because I guarantee you more than half would. That's, you know, that's the other thing is if you're going to be making amends or showing grace, people have to actually make amends. And again, someone said Friday, Christmas was a good one. Don't even have to say you were wrong. Just say you were lied to. You were lied to, then we can all go, okay, we've all been lied to. It sucks. Let's go, you know, we have a country to save.
That's hard for people to admit. And that's not what they voted for. They voted for what they're getting.
Somebody tweeted and they said, my really red part of Pennsylvania. People love this.
They
cheering this
do.
On. They think this is great. I'm like, okay. All right, but that just knocked me back a little bit. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought you back. Yeah, you know what? I should be back in my cozy earth bed, my cozy earth pajamas on President's Day. Why am I the man keeping me down? Okay.
Keeping us down, too.
At least that gives me some comfort.
Okay.
Just kind of owning you.
Uh-huh.
okay. At least I love myself enough to have cozy earth sheets. Oh, my God. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses were so snuggly this weekend. I can tell they're grateful for all the cozy earthness. It's so soft.
They are.
The sheets, the duvet cover, oh my God, the comforter. I love it all. I love my jammies the most. I have the long sleeve, the short sleeve. How about Cozy Earth Men's Collection? Has everything he loves too, pajamas, joggers, and more. The Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set, they're my favorites. I'm kind of getting, it's a little bit of a gateway. I'm black, and then I got the blush color, and now I got the olive green color.
Well, once you go black, you don't go back.
Right. 40% off CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie. That's CozyEarth.com. 40% off when you do the code Stephanie. And if you get that post-purchase survey, tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave
Stephanie Miller
alone! Please!
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rory Pondick coming up for an hour. How exciting is that? He lives to serve on President's Day.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, okay, I don't think this was fake. It was Pete Hegseth clearly looked like he was drinking scotch. I do not think that was fake video. Right.
You can't.
It was during a press conference. Right.
I'm not going
to
make
DJ
up.
Said it took Hegseth a week to be a drunken mess drinking scotch on live TV during a news conference after swearing under oath that he wasn't an alcoholic and he would not drink while Secretary of Defense. I've seen scotch. I know scotch. I know scotch drinkers.
Scotch also looks like iced tea.
Didn't RFK also have, he snuck a Zen, like a nicotine pouch in his, there was like a video.
During that, yeah. Because he's a boil catcher's mitt that wants to, what did someone say? He sounds like someone has pennies in a garbage disposal and looks like fried chicken skin. He's telling us how to be healthy.
Zen is so healthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like taking away everybody's Ozempic and antidepressants might be where the revolution turns back in our favor.
Yeah, Gen Z is screwed. Everyone is on antidepressants. I don't know how.
I'm so sorry for how badly we have. Bella. I'm really.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
apologize. I really apologize. Okay, Vote Vets said Elon Musk spent $300 million to get Trump elected so he could check notes, fire middle class Americans who make sure veterans get health care, because nothing says populist revolution like mass layoffs for the people actually serving those who served. I mean, okay, maybe it's going to take one disaster at a time to bring people around, but eh. Robert in Chicago. Hello, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
I'm just calling. I wanted to piggyback off a little bit of Michael Steele when he said the enemy is no longer at their gate. They're at your house. They're in your bedroom.
Yeah.
The only way that you can get an intruder out of your house is that you're going to have to physically get them out. I'm not advocating violence, but come midterm election, these folks are going to challenge every time they lose, and they're never going to leave. They are embedded now, and they have somebody to help them stay there. I don't know what else to say other than another revolution needs to happen. And I'm a U.S. veteran, and I despise this piece of crap, and I'm going to choose my words carefully because I am so angry at what's going on. They were told what was going to happen to this country, yet they still voted for him. Kamala Harris needs to go out, and because I will vote for her again, because she's the rightful president as far as I'm concerned. What happened in Pennsylvania, we don't know yet. Could have happened. Well, there's smoke, there's fire. We need to start doing this now. What that crybaby did for 4 years and that network that helped him, we need to do the same. For the next 4 years until the election
and
comes.
Also, Robert, can I just say, the mainstream media, as usually, by the way, when you say people need to get in the streets, they have been. I think Rachel Maddow was the only one that covered it last time. I mean, there's going to be people in the streets in every capital today. See how much coverage there is of that, right? And not this stupid, how much money did it cost taxpayers for him to do his stupid drive-by stuff, fly-by and drive around?
$11 billion.
Oh, my God. By the way, did you see how dear leader that was? He, was on the loudspeaker on his stupid car going, it's your favorite president, President Trump. It's like, oh, my God. Who's the Republican that just put forward let's make Donald Trump's birthday a national holiday along with Flag Day? Because something, he's just like George Washington. What? I was like, oh my God, we are full on North Korea. We really are. AJ says Vance's speech in Germany will continue to reverberate in the months and years ahead. It was a truly dark day for the United States. In the words sent by a reader, Vance's comments desecrated the soil where so many Americans gave their lives to defeat fascism in Europe. He delivered a disgraceful speech that spat on their graves. Thank you.
Yeah.
Between him and Hegseth, what an embarrassment. 58 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line. You can call us too, 608-879-TALK. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, to the Gaza thing, I mean, his philosophy is this. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as simple as that.
That's right.
There's no sovereign nation left in this planet.
That's right.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a court hearing today challenging the Department of Government Efficiency's authority to make cuts, but ABC's Rachel Scott says it's already made sweeping cuts, with more on the way.
Over at the FAA, one union says several hundred probationary workers began to receive firing notices on Friday night. Immigration judges also a part of the sweeping cuts, with 13 who were about to be sworn in fired on Friday, and two current judges were removed without cause. And at the Department of Energy, at least 2,000 workers let go. More than 1,000 people fired from Veterans Affairs and another 1,000 from the CDC.
It's confusion at the agency that maintains the nation's nuclear stockpile. 300 employees were fired, but officials now trying to hire them back. 10 people are dead, 9 of them in Kentucky as a result of extensive flooding in the region. And Pope Francis requires further hospitalization, according to the Vatican, saying the 88-year-old's respiratory tract infection presents a complex picture. This is ABC News.